Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
Excuse me? I'm terribly sorry. I did not hear you.
Could I please have your zip code to locate your account?
29302.
Thank you. And could I have your first and last name?
Well, ma'am, I'd like to know who bought this merchandise because it wasn't me. But I'm Carolyn Harbison, and I want to know what it was.
Yeah, I would have to locate an account to see what you were billed for. I do see your name. Would you be able to verify the mailing address?
231 Maxine Street, Spartanburg, South Carolina. I've only lived here 50 years. I think I know where it is. I'd like to know what I spent $60 with you for.
Yes, ma'am. I'll go ahead and look into the account to see what you were charged for. One moment. Okay, on this account, I do see that the $56.95 charge was for a membership that came with a contest entry for a KitchenAid mixer.
I did not buy a KitchenAid mixer. And what is the $5.74 for?
The $5.74 charge was the price of an entry ticket to have the customer's name placed in the drawing for the contest entry.
Ma'am, I don't know what you're talking about because I didn't do this and I want it removed from my account now.
Okay. Since you do not recall creating this account, I can cancel it to stop any future charges. And I will have to transfer you over to our fraud department for the charges you've already received.
All right, but I want this account closed. Do not send me anything. Do not call me. I want to see your fraud department immediately.
Okay, please don't ask to the fraud department.